Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a motion to dismiss the Smug case. This is a case where Ugandans have filed suit against a pastor here in the United States, alleging crimes against humanity for information and education that he provided in Uganda regarding human sexuality and abortion. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case, Matt, has been going on for some time, and it's a lawsuit by this group called SMUG, which is Sexual Minorities of Uganda. The nickname or the acronym is SMUG. It is a organization in Uganda that's being represented by a law firm in New York that receives some of its funding from George Soros. This law firm has been trying to use international law, not only against people of faith, but also against people that are, for example, members of the cabinet or the government in Israel and other things. And so they filed this lawsuit against a pastor who went to Uganda in 2002 and 2009 to speak about human sexuality and abortion. And as a result, they say that he has committed crimes against humanity. And we filed our motion for summary judgment. It's a massive document, nearly 200 pages long. 4 years, 100 hours of depositions, and 40,000 pages of documents later, we filed this motion for summary judgment. This case should never have been filed in the first place.
Well, and you've heard the phrase, the process is the penalty. And that's what we have here.
That's the best way probably to put it.
This is a gross miscarriage of justice. The fact that a judge allowed this to continue and has allowed it to continue, despite the fact that it is a no-brainer, the First Amendment, Pastor Lively, is clearly covered, that there was no connection between anything that he ever said and any harm ever done to any homosexual person. This lawsuit is based on the Alien Tort Statute, as you know, Matt, the Supreme Court has already ruled that that law cannot be used and abused in this way to sue U.S. citizens and violating some international violation of international foreign law. That the Supreme Court came down with that, and the judge completely ignored that because he has an axe to grind, he has a dog in this hunt, and so he's allowed the process, which is the penalty, to go forward in order to intimidate Pastor Lively, to hurt him, to cost him money, and to intimidate other pastors who might go abroad and preach truth on biblical sexuality.
Yeah, if Pastor Lively had to go out and obtain his own counsel and pay for it out of his own pocket, we're talking about probably in the area of close to $2 million at this point. We're talking about 4 years, 100 hours of depositions, 40,000 pages of documents. When this was filed against Pastor Lively, they used what's called this Alien Tort Statute. The Alien Tort Statute essentially allows a foreign citizen to file suit in the United States. Generally, easy way to understand why and how it's used is, if you're from London, you're traveling to Orlando, Florida, you get in a car accident on the road here, you can file suit against someone who's a United States citizen for the personal injury that they committed on the road in Florida. But it's not designed to allow a foreign citizen to file suit against somebody in their own hometown or country. And certainly it's not allowed to allow a foreign citizen to file against a U.S. citizen and allege some kind of vague international law where they would have no right to sue in their own home country and they would have no right to sue in the United States because there's no violation of any law in either one of those countries. So they come to this generalized umbrella of United Nations law, international law. It's not designed to use that. In fact, the Supreme Court actually said so. And as a result of that, a couple of years ago, lots of cases were dismissed except for one, this one. And you're right, Matt, the judge did not dismiss this case. He should have. We should not have had to spend hundreds of hours, 4 years, of depositions. We've spent thousands of hours at this point, but 100 hours of depositions, thousands of hours of work, 40,000 pages alone of discovery, and now a 200-page or so motion for summary judgment. None of that should have happened because the case should have been dismissed a few years ago. But that's the problem here. You've got a judge who has a different agenda and wants the process to be the penalty. We'll win this case at the end, and we'll fight it. We need your prayers and support to ultimately win. But had this case not been properly defended, and by the way, it's not over yet. We've got a long way to go. But had it not been properly defended, they could have ultimately succeeded in punishing Scott Lively to the point where he would have to be silent, and they would ultimately penalize him. They would have damages against him because they wouldn't be able to defend it. He wouldn't have the money or the resources to do it. And that would be a message they would try to send against anyone else. Don't go outside the United States and speak about homosexuality or abortion because we will come after you. That's the message that they wanted to send. They're not going to be successful.
You know, I must say this, the longest motion I think some of our attorneys had ever filed, had ever seen before, and must say that I'm grateful that we at Liberty Counsel were able to represent Pastor Lively because, you know, he wouldn't have had the money to do this case and to hire attorneys on his own. So grateful that we have the privilege to be able to do that and to represent his case here.
Well, you know, Matt, one of the things that this lawsuit alleges is that Scott Lively goes to Uganda in 2002, 2009. And ultimately, that as a result of that, the leader of SMUG, David Kato, was killed several years later,
right,
after he left Uganda.
And they tried to tie that together.
And they tried to say, well, he came here 2002, 2009, several years later, the leader of SMUG was killed. Well, it's true he came in 2002 and 2009. It's true that the leader of SMUG several years later was killed. What they leave out was he was killed by a homosexual prostitute with whom he had sex and did not pay him. And so this other man took revenge against Cato and killed him.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of ridiculousness that
no
they
relation
put in
to
here.
Lively at all.
And, you know right. You're right, Holly. You know, had we not been there to defend, Scott Lively would have just been raked over the coals.
Absolutely.
And they would use their media machine to create all this nonsense that doesn't really exist.
That's just one example, Matt, of how this entire lawsuit is built on a lie. That is one of their primary pieces of evidence here, that Scott Lively has committed, and get this again, crimes against humanity in violation of international law. That's akin to genocide, to war crimes, like the Nazi Germans, kept murdering millions of Jews. So by Lively just going over there to Uganda, preaching biblical truth about the sin of homosexuality, they say that led to the murder of David Kato. They leave out that it was his gay lover, a homosexual prostitute, that murdered him. But that's the narrative. That's the narrative that's been pushed. Even the media continues to push that lie. But, you know, this is a worldview that is built on lies.
Yeah, they also pushed the lie that he advocated the death penalty for people who were homosexual, when in fact he actually advocated the opposite, because he was invited to go there to speak by some individuals, and he spoke against that. He said he advocated against that proposed legislation. He left.
He expressly opposed it.
Yeah, and they didn't listen to him. Now, they tried to introduce it. It didn't pass, but he specifically opposed it rather than supported it. So, again, they say, well, he went there, and then afterward, this piece of legislation was introduced. It didn't pass. So therefore, he must be responsible for it, and yet they ignore his open, specific statements where he said, no, I oppose that particular legislation. I oppose that death penalty provision as well. You know, this is, you know, when Matt and Holly, when we get involved in this defense of marriage and human sexuality, you find that there is this other agenda out there, and it is very aggressive, and it really could care less about the truth, whether it's a lawsuit like this filed, whether it's bloggers or writers of so-called reputable mainstream media. They just completely distort the truth to achieve their own objective, and they could care less about the people and the truth or the facts of the case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our emails. You can do that at the bottom of Liberty Counsel's website. We have all kinds of resources there, In addition to other things, we have Pastors and Patriots Initiative down at the bottom. We have the Israel program. You can find out more about our Israel program, what pastors and churches can do, and much, much more, all there on the website at lc.org. And also remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and to support Liberty Counsel financially. This case involving Scott Lively is enormously expensive, and we couldn't do this without your continued financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.